Thank you, Chair, and thank you, High Commissioner, for your opening remarks. I may begin by stressing the importance Canada places on its partnership with UNHCR. Canada's ability to support refugees and host countries is dependent on your leadership and the tireless work of UNHCR staff and your operational partners. Looking back at 2018, we'd also like to acknowledge your leadership navigating the refugee agency through many complex crises over the past year. UNHCR's rapid scale-up and response in the Venezuela situation, responding to the needs of thousands of people on the move, seeking protection and assistance. And we are encouraged by the joint coordination efforts in Venezuela of UNHCR and IOM in that response. UNHCR's response in Bangladesh, where refugees have significant protection and assistance needs, and partners face difficult access and operational constraints. Your efforts to bring attention to the essential refugee and protection nature of this crisis have been extremely important, and you have our support. However, like others, we remain deeply concerned with the rising rates of forced displacement and the growing protection and assistance needs. Effective protection and empowerment of women and girls on the move remain a priority for Canada, and we'd like to emphasize our support for UNHCR's age, gender, and diversity policy and its renewed commitments to women and girls, both their need for protection and their decision-making expertise and experience. We similarly continue to encourage UNHCR to prioritize the full implementation of this policy at the field level and to make the necessary resources available to do so. Looking forward, we have a clear opportunity before us to dramatically improve the way in which the international community responds to refugee situations. The Global Compact on Refugees is a significant step that will enhance both the quality of refugee responses and improve international cooperation and responsibility sharing. And we look forward as well to the first Global Refugee Forum just a year from now, in December 2019, where states and other stakeholders will demonstrate their contributions towards the implementation of the Refugee Compact. Today, Canada reiterates its support for UNHCR as one of our most valued humanitarian partners. Canada remains committed to being a top UNHCR donor and to continuing our tradition of unearmarked and softly earmarked funding to be provided in a timely manner to enable UNHCR with the most flexible and predictable means of providing life-saving assistance to refugees and other persons of concern. We will again this year provide UNHCR with unearmarked core support for 2019 and anticipate being able to respond more fully with additional funding to UNHCR's operations in the first quarter of 2019 upon further review of your appeals. Our core unearmarked support for 2019 will again be $12.6 million. The unprecedented level of humanitarian needs globally and the inability of funding to match those needs is placing a tremendous strain on all humanitarian agencies, clearly visible in the gap between UNHCR's annual appeal on the funding made available to you. With this in mind, Canada remains concerned about the ongoing disconnect between UNHCR's budget process and UNHCR's planning and prioritization process. And Canada looks forward to a continued conversation with UNHCR and other members of the Executive Committee to make further enhancements to link planning and budgets to results. Canada would also like to emphasize the importance of oversight and transparency. We expect robust risk management systems and support efforts by UNHCR to do so, including through Risk Management 2.0. As you said, High Commissioner, in your opening remarks, when cases of misconduct do occur, donors should be kept proactively informed, including on the full range of responses UNHCR is taking in these specific cases, and to enhance oversight systems more broadly, and we welcome indications on the part of UNHCR to do so moving forward. High Commissioner, in closing, we wish to re-emphasize our support to UNHCR and to you, High Commissioner, and you can rely on Canada's continued and consistent support in 2019. Thank you.